Kinga Mach was one of 20,000 boys forced out of their home in Sudan in 1987 because of a civil war. About half survived the 1,000-mile trek by foot to a refugee camp in Kenya. Mach was a child, but still remembers.
We encountered a lot of difficulties. A lot of friends died because of hunger, because of being eaten by wild animals.
Today, Officer Mach wears a freshly pressed APD uniform. He arrived in the States when he was 21. He was part of a group known as the Lost Boys of Sudan. He says it wasn't until after he graduated from Georgia State University with a degree in criminal justice that he decided he wanted to become a police officer. He was accepted into APD's recruitment academy more than 4 years ago, but didn't pass all the tests.
I was good in most of the areas. My problem was the driving part.
Since then, he's spent a lot of time driving while working as a civilian code enforcement agent with APD. He was determined to pass the driving test the next time around, and it paid off. He finally became an Atlanta police officer.
The city has been wonderful to me, and you know the right thing to do for us as people is to give back to our communities.
Mach's first day on the job was Friday, and yes, he says, he is driving and enforcing the law. For WABE News, I'm Miranda Hawkins.